Hello and welcome to Pez's Game Shack. This is episode 23. Today we have returning guest Cumberdanes. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, dude?
Yeah, not bad. Can't complain.
Well, you can if you really wanted to.
But it would be rude.
It's fair enough. Been up to much other than work?
Not a great deal of work for the most part. Been to a convention recently, that was fun.
Oh, what convention's that?
Northeast Retro Gaming.
Oh, nice.
Like a little local retro con with like old arcade machines, pinball machines, old consoles, that sort of thing. Like a little market, like retro game stalls.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're it's been going for a while, but like this year they had their first ever like guests, like kind of like a special guest sort of thing. They had Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, from EastEnders.
Not that one.
I know, Billy Mitchell, King of Kong.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, he was there. And the guy who founded Twin Galaxies.
Twin Galaxies? I'm unfamiliar with that.
Twin Galaxies is like the arcade records.
Oh, right, nice.
It's a Guinness, like Guinness Book of Records. Like Twin Galaxies, they keep all the records for like arcade high scores.
Oh, nice! What happened with
Speedrunner.com, basically.
Right. Fair enough. I get you. Yeah. What happened with that Billy Mitchell in the end, though? Because he was accused of cheating and stuff. Did that turn out?
I think some of his records were called into question over the years, but he does still have the first ever confirmed kill screen in Pac-Man.
Nice. Nice.
And he does have a lot of like world championships in Donkey Kong, where he's just played live on stage and it couldn't have been faked.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of his high scores have been called into question, I believe.
Yeah. He wasn't have you seen Pixels?
No.
Well, there's a character in here who was played by who was the guy in what was his name? He's in Game of Thrones, and he was also the voice of Peter Dinklage. That's the one.
Ah, Peter Dinklage, yeah.
Yeah. He got like a mullet and a beard and stuff, and he's meant to be amazing at games. And I think he's meant to be like a piss take of Billy Mitchell because
okay,
he like
cool.
Cheats and stuff. He's wearing shades all the time. And he's actually got like that cheat codes on the inside of his glasses.
Oh, wow. I didn't get to do as much as I would like. We got there a bit late because I had to go for a haircut on the morning beforehand. Then when we got there, there was got some lunch and there was like a massive queue for the burger van.
Oh, you should have just took food with you.
That would have been a better idea. I should have had more than one burger van, to be fair.
Yeah, you think they would.
Because the queue didn't seem to be moving. It was just massive. It was a fun day. I didn't, but bought a couple of things. I bought like a Halo Mega Bloks kit.
Oh, nice.
Like a Brute Chopper from Halo yeah. 3.
Nice.
And I bought I bought an Xbox game. I can't find it. A Gladiator Sword of Vengeance for the Xbox.
Based on the film?
Nah, it's by Acclaim. I think it's like basically like a God of War clone.
Ah, well, if it's as...
It looks like a God of War clone anyway.
If it's half as good as God of War or God of War 2, especially God of War 2, then it's going to be a good game.
I think it's one of the kind of mediocre sort of third-person action games. It'll probably be fun to play.
Yeah. Well, I haven't played the later God of Wars, but the first two are really good, so I'll have to get to the rest of them. They're on my to-do list.
God of War is a fun series. I always love God of War. It was quite funny. I got a taxi home once, and got taught to the driver.
Crazy taxi.
It wasn't not a crazy taxi. The guy driving was a gamer, and I got taught, and he's like, "What consoles have you got?" And I was like, "I've got like at the time it was a PS4 and a Series S," and he was like, "Oh, do you like God of War?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, but I've been playing them like since the PS2," and he was like, "What, the PS2?" And I was like, yeah, it's quite a long-running series, you know? And he was like, oh, no, I didn't realise. He just thought it was, like, just that one game.
Shit. Damn, I even know about the older games. I just never played them until recently.
Yeah, he just thought it was, like, one game, and then Ragnarok, a sequel. Shit. I said, well, what do you think half the story's referring to? Like, when I had, there's like flashbacks and when he to certain things from the older games. Like, what do you think that was? Just made up.
It could have been, to be fair. They could have just had flashback. Like, in some games, they do have flashbacks to things that didn't happen in previous games. I think they do that in Gears of War, where you're, like, protecting the stuff. Marcus Fenix's house with his father, but you don't know much about it up until that point, I believe.
Yeah, I do like a bit of God of War.
Yeah, I need to play more. I've got the second HD collection with the two PlayStation 3, the PSP games on the PS3. Games. And I've
not
also got
either.
The other ones, Chains of Olympus.
Ascension
and 3 and God of War. I haven't got Ragnarok. The only one I haven't got.
Ascension's the one that's kind of like a bit meh.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I think it's made by a different team, and it's not great. It's not bad. It's kind of like Gears of War Judgment or whatever it's called.
Oh, like a little different to the traditional.
Yeah.
Worth checking out. One.
Not quite as good, but it is a good game though.
Yeah, I'll have to have a look. I'll definitely get around to them. I was looking. I've got it on my phone or on the PC, like the order to play them in release order, I think there is, and that's how I'm going to play them, not in chronological order.
Yeah, I would say release order is probably the best way, because they're a bit all over the place.
Yeah.
The timeline's a bit like kind of jumping all over the place.
Yeah.
I would say.
I can't be honest. Anyway, those who are new, I would like to tell you what we're going to do. We usually do three segments, which is currently playing, top news, and we play together. This episode's probably going to be a bit shorter because it was very last minute, so it might not go as long. But we also not doing top news today because there's nothing I've really seen other than the Xbox thing, but I don't know much about that at the moment, so maybe I'll talk about that next time.
Has there been like another conference or something, has there?
No, another conference. The CM, not CMA, the what's the American FTA?
Oh yeah, apparently the Activision thing's like gonna go through, isn't it?
It's gonna go through, yeah. But obviously that's in America, but there's still the EU, which I don't think is. They said you can do it as long as you do these things, whereas the UK is like, no, fuck you, you're not doing it. But that could change on appeals and stuff, so.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Microsoft could just say, okay, we just won't sell anything in the UK, which would be shit.
You know? That would suck.
It would suck balls. The other section is we play together, like I think I might have said. But yeah, so we probably be, like I said, doing a shorter episode, but, you know, still fun. Anyway, Cumberdanes, I would like to know what you are currently playing.
What am I currently playing? I've been having a thing. I've had a bit of a look before. Mainly FF7 remake.
Oh, right, yeah. I'm not finished the original, so how's the remake compared to it?
Really, really good. I put off playing it for a long time because I didn't like it.
Okay.
Because I love the original so much.
Ah, right.
And I was just like, what if I don't like it? right from the get-go, it's fantastic.
Ah, brilliant.
I finished it twice now, actually.
Shit. Is it short?
I've put like 80 hours into it.
Shit.
I've done it once, and I've done it on New Game Plus, and I've started it a third time on hard. I'm entertaining getting the platinum in it.
Oh, nice. A lot of time going to be sunk into it then.
Yep.
Have you got what's that other one? Final Fantasy VII, and then you play as like different people, maybe?
Crisis Core.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the same remake, it's just like it was more added to it.
Oh, the DLC.
Yeah, it's DLC, is it? I thought it was.
Yeah, I think it's called Integrade.
That's the one, Integrade, yeah.
Yeah, you play as Yuffie.
Have you played that?
I've not played that yet.
You going to?
I'll play it, I've got it, but I hate Yuffie.
Ah, right.
Can't stand her. She's one of my least favorite characters in the original. Her and I even prefer, like, I don't know how familiar you are with FF7, but there's a weird character called Ketchy, who's like a talking teddy bear. And I even prefer him over Yuffie.
Yeah.
Just so annoying.
Ah, fair enough.
There's always like one really chipper, happy-go-lucky character in like FF games, and I always hate them.
Yeah. Did you get that or not? Oh, you know, a lot of people are like, this specific person I hate, and it's usually most people agreeing on the same person.
Yeah. Like, why do they keep making these characters? No one likes them. But yeah, the game is fantastic. I've only really played the PS4 version. I've got the PS5 version, because I think it's like a free upgrade or something.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there is.
I think it's if you even if you've got the PS Plus version, which is what I've got, if you've got any digital version, you're automatically getting an upgrade to the PS5 version.
Yeah. It was originally it was like you couldn't, but then they changed it so that you could for some reason.
But even the PS4 version looks stunning.
Yeah, but
apparently there's like some textures that are a bit weird. Like apparently, like notoriously, the door of Cloud's apartment near the start of the game, there's just no texture on it.
Okay.
And apparently in the PS5 version, it's fixed and it looks like wood the way it's supposed to. I haven't really noticed any kind of problems. It's like there's no load time problems. It runs really smoothly. It looks stunning. There's a couple of minor complaints where like it takes what's a very small part of the original game. You're talking maybe like 8 to 12 hours, maybe tops of the original game. And yeah, it stretches into a full game, like a sort of 30, 40-hour game. So there's a bit of filler.
Yeah. But is it there's interesting filler?
Some of it, yes. Some of it, no. There's a couple of bits where you're just like, "Howie, get on with it." there's definitely a few bits where they could have just trimmed it down a little bit. Particularly a lot of the time, you're often walking through areas and nothing really happens.
Yeah,
like there'll be a dungeon and there's like with but there's no random battles in it. All the monsters you can see them on the map, then you just walk in them and start fighting them. But some of the dungeons have barely any monsters in, so a lot of the time you're just kind of walking around, not really doing much. Could have stood to have like more enemy encounters in it.
Like, I thought all the Final Fantasy games tended to have random battles, random encounters.
Haven't for a while.
Yeah, actually, I play Final Fantasy 15 a bit. 13
is not random battles. 12, 13, 15, 16 don't have random battles.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think the last one to have strictly random battles was 10.
They decided to copy Mystic Quest, eh? And go down the route of every enemy's on screen that you would need to fight.
There's one bit in it in particular that is a massive improvement from in the original, because it was a little bit insensitive in the original version. There's a bit where, are you going to play it? I know you haven't played the original, but are you going to play it?
I don't know. Probably right. Not.
Do you know about the cross-dressing in it? There's a bit where Cloud has to cross-dress, okay?
Yeah.
In the original version, it's kind of played for laughs.
Yeah.
And it's a bit homophobic,
to be honest. That's not good.
But it's massively improved in this version. Like, it is really, really camp.
Yeah.
But it's handled with, like, just a lot more sensitivity.
Oh, that's good.
It's done so well. So I really credit them for that.
Yeah, it's always good when they go back and improve stuff.
They're not going sort of for the cheap laughs like they did in the original.
Yeah. Wonder if was it the same in Japan, or was it just translated differently in the West? Or
I think it might have been worse in Japan.
Ah. Shit. I am. Good, man.
Yeah, well, Japan's quite infamous for that sort of thing.
Well, playing things for laughs, like
just being homophobic.
All right.
Like Japanese, like a lot of like RPGs and stuff. Japanese games in general are full of like homophobia.
All right, I haven't realised. I don't play a lot of RPGs though, so maybe that's why. I'm not an RPG aficionado.
Like, one of the best examples is Enchanted Arms, which is like quite an early Xbox game. One of your party characters is like just a really over the top gay guy who's like always hitting on the main character. Like really predatory, like really predatory gay guy. That's really creepy.
Sounds interesting. That doesn't sound interesting. Have you been playing anything else other than Final Fantasy VII?
FF16.
Okay.
Yeah, I caved and bought FF16 the other day.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
I wasn't going to, but I was just like, sod it, I'm going to buy it. I'm not that far into it, but really liking it. It's very friendly with do-overs. I've noticed, like, if you lose a battle, you don't have to, like, go back to your last save point and lose, like, loads of progress. You just start again from the last battle sort of thing.
Yeah, like, as in you die, and then you can select to, like, just start straight from the battle.
Yeah, it just says, like, do you want to just try again, or go back to the title screen sort of thing.
Yeah. They've not done that in Final Fantasy games before. Oh.
I don't think so, not that I can remember.
Last Final Fantasy I played was, apart from 14, was 15, and I never finished it because I got bored. I did listen to the Final Fantasy VI soundtrack in the car when I was driving around, though.
I like 15. 15's a fun game. I platinum FF15.
Yeah, I couldn't be arsed with platinum game.
What else have I been playing? I played the demo for Lies of P.
Oh, right. Yeah, that game I'm interested in.
It's a bit rough, I would say. But right. From what I understand, the devs have like responded to criticism on the demo, and they said they're going to fix kind of problems. Like the two of the main problems were you couldn't roll while locked onto an enemy,
right?
And you couldn't move properly while blocking.
Yeah, they are issues that need to be sorted then, aren't they?
But thankfully, the devs have said, okay, yeah. We're aware there's some issues. We are going to work to getting those ironed out. So at least they are listening to criticism, which is a good sign.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. Because Lies of P is something that I've actually... I am pretty interested in checking out.
It's a very nice looking game. I'll say that much about it. The atmosphere is really good. The demo is a surprisingly long demo as well. You get to play a good chunk of the game. I think it's there's like three, maybe four bosses in there. And there's even like an optional mini boss that you can get like a new weapon from if you kill it. So it's quite a substantial demo.
Yeah, sounds like it. You plan on getting the full game when it comes out after playing the demo, or was you planning on getting it anyway? Oh, it's on Game Pass.
It's on
Game
Pass. I probably wasn't gonna buy it, but it's on Game Pass, so I've got no excuse not to.
Yeah, no reason to not play it.
I bought the season pass for War Long as well recently. DLC for that.
Yeah, you told me that the DLC was out. I didn't realize you bought the season pass. How was that?
Cheaper. I think it's worth it cheaper. It's all right. The first kind of I've done three levels of it, or two, and a part most of the third level.
Yeah.
The first one, the boss is like it's another kind of Galleon armor type of boss who ends up joining you, which is quite a common thing throughout the game. Like you meet different warriors who like you can summon for help later.
Yeah.
The next boss was a little bit lazy. I felt it was a palette swap of an earlier boss in the game.
Right.
And then the third chapter is quite good. It's a big sort of like dragon guy. But he keeps kicking my ass.
Dragon guy.
I can't get the timing down on his unblockable attacks because yeah, you played Warlong.
Yeah, I played Warlong. We did.
You know how the enemies
podcast,
do that?
Like, remember?
Attacks in red, and you've got to parry them, and it leaves them wide open to a counter attack.
Yeah.
I just can't get the timing right on them, and then I just get my ass kicked every time. Because you've got to kind of play tennis with him, like he's a Zelda boss, like Ganon.
Oh, right,
like,
nice.
What he'll do is at the start of the fight, you'll fire two blue sort of lightning bolts at you, which you've got to dodge or block, and then he fires like a red one, which moves more slowly. You've got to like parry that back at him. Then he fires at you again, and you've got to parry it back at him a second time. I think you've got to do it two or three times to actually stun him. And I can never manage it. I only ever get it once.
Damn. Sounds tricky, man. I need to get back to Wolong. Quite a few games I need to get back to be honest. Quite a few with the podcast games I haven't gone back to. Some of them I finished. Some of them I haven't gone back to, not because of I haven't enjoyed them. Some of them I didn't enjoy. But it's mainly simply because I want to play more games.
Yeah.
And like Zelda's taking up a bit of my time at the minute when I am streaming.
Not bought that yet. I can wait for that, to be honest.
That's fair enough. You might get a really good deal on the Nintendo sale.
Maybe.
You might get it for £65.
I did buy a copy of Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core recently. I got an alright deal on that. It was very reduced it by, I think it was like from 50 down to 40. I was like, that's not bad for the physical version.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So I played on PSP a little bit years ago, but didn't really get into it. But there's certain events in 7 Remake that make me more inclined to give Crisis Core another go.
Yeah.
There's a particular character that appears a little bit more in 7 Remake than he does in the original.
All right. Makes more sense to check out that then for backstory.
Yeah,
and stuff,
yeah. I'm thinking they might try and tie it in the second game somehow.
That'd be cool. I've never finished a mainline Final Fantasy game. The only Final Fantasy game I've finished is Final Fantasy Mystic Quest on the Super Nintendo.
that's a really easy one, isn't it?
It is.
I played a little bit of that for a stream request once. Yeah. Chasm had me play an hour of it or something.
Yeah, it's actually quite good. Like, it's obviously not like a proper Final Fantasy, but it's actually quite fun, and the music is really good. And there is a part in the game that's ridiculously not difficult, but it's a pain in the ass because you can get petrified. And if your entire team get petrified, you turn into stone, then you fail and you have to go from the last save point.
Yeah,
so,
the Star Ocean 1 gets like that.
It was like that. It was like this mountain, I think. Volcano climb or something, and you just every fucking couple of fights you just get fucking wiped by a petrification spell constantly.
Yeah, there's a certain point in Star Ocean 1 where like you've really got to start crafting armor with that gives you like petrify immunity.
Nice.
Otherwise, like there's just basically as soon as the battle starts, your whole party gets petrified and it's game over.
Damn.
It's ridiculous. It's really near the end. It's just a horrible difficulty spike.
Yeah. That sucks.
It put me off like finishing it the first time I played it.
Yeah, fucking bet, man.
But then when I went back to it when I got the remaster on PS4, I knew it was coming, so I prepared for it.
Yeah. But in Mystic Quest, you can't really do a lot with things like that. You literally get... you upgrade your weapon by finding them in chests and things like that, I believe. Same with your armor and what have you. You just find them as you're traveling.
From what I played of it, it did seem like very, very basic. Like,
yeah, it was
not a lot of customization.
My first Final Fantasy, really.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea, though, because you're like younger players in. Because when I see my first Final Fantasy, my first ever RPG was Final Fantasy VIII, and somehow I finished it, and that's one of the most complicated RPGs ever. The battle system in Final Fantasy VIII is really complicated.
I think I only played it about 10 minutes.
So for that to be my first ever RPG and to somehow sort of bungle my way through it, it's quite impressive.
Yeah, agreed. I rarely finish RPGs, though, because I tend to get sidetracked too much. I find the problem with a lot of RPGs, where they have a lot of side stuff, is I'll be trying to do all the side stuff, and then I'll get to the point where I'm just burnt out on the game, and I'm like, I should have just carried on with the story. And then that's why I end up not finishing them. It's more to do with that than anything else.
And other than that, what else have I been playing? Pillars of Eternity as well. Played quite a bit of that.
Oh, yeah. I've watched the streams. How are you finding it?
That's really good. I need to stop. I haven't played it for a week or so. I need to stop playing it again.
What was it that kept killing you the other day? Ogres or some trolls?
Ogres, yeah. Oh, fuck, that was so annoying.
You killed
six. Really, really, that's a really difficult game.
Yeah, fucking bet, man.
It can be anyway. Sometimes it can be really easy. But then sometimes it's just like you get into an enemy encounter and just things don't go in your favour. And you'll just die constantly.
I guess RNGs can be a bitch sometimes.
Yep. I mean, you can quick save almost any time, so there is that.
Yeah, that's good.
I still don't really fully understand how that game works. Some of the mechanics are just lost on me.
Yeah.
It does have some quite complicated mechanics, and I don't really get. I just pick them. I don't know half the powers do. I just pick ones that sound good.
That's a way to do it, man.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'll give you all this text about like what it does, and oh, it's got a 2% chance of causing a critical hit if used at the start of a battle, and blah blah blah. And it's like, yeah, but does it sound good? Has it got a fun name? I just want the ones with the fun names.
Exactly. That's how you do it, man.
Yeah, I need to get back to that. It's quite good how they like, apparently they integrate like there was two expansions for the original PC version, and like the way they've done it in this port is they've just integrated them as part of the story.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to do them to get like the credits, but yeah, they're just kind of. I think when you hit a certain point in the story, it just goes, oh yeah, you might want to go here.
That's cool.
Sort of thing. I think when games that when the DLC kind of feels more organic. I think it was Deus Ex Human Revolution did that. If you pre-ordered it, you got like a free day one DLC pack, which was like a couple of extra missions. But I was kind of confused. I was like, "Well, where's my extra missions?" And then like turns out they just hid them really well. They just turned up as part of the main story if you pre-ordered it.
Oh, that's really cool. Didn't know that.
So I was like, where did my DLC go? And it's like, oh, I've done it. Okay.
One thing I find with DLC, I've said it a few times to people, but usually if a game has DLC and I've played the game and the DLC comes out later, I tend not to play it. Whereas if the game has DLC but I haven't got the game and then I buy the game when the DLC's out, then I'll tend to play it and then go straight into the DLC.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that because I played Bloodborne to death at launch. Like, I think I finished it like three times in like the week that it launched, and then I traded it straight in. I've never touched the DLC for it.
No.
Same with Dark Souls 3. Never touched the Dark Souls 3 DLC.
Yeah.
I was going to do it on stream. That was my plan, but then I think playing Dark Souls 1 on stream, then Dark Souls 2, then starting 3, it was just too much doing them all back to back.
Yeah, well, you've had a break now, so you can get to it now, can't you?
Maybe.
You sure are you?
I did stream a little bit of Demon's Souls.
Yeah, it was a new game plus.
I've actually been playing a bit of that online recently.
Right.
I blame Diablo for like fucking it over. Diablo and FF16. Because I was playing it with Keisha, but then she got Diablo 4. Because I'm kind of stuck in New Game Plus and unable to beat it, and like she was having trouble finishing New Game like just the first round, so like I helped her finish the first run through, and then I was like, right, now you can help me do New Game Plus. I think we got a couple of bosses done, and that was it.
Bloody new games spoiling it all the time. It happens though. It happens.
Because there's a couple of bosses where I'm like, short of a massive grind, I don't know how I'm going to beat them. I can't see any other way of beating them because I'm not even getting close to finishing them.
Invite Keisha to a game. Say, stop playing Diablo 4. To
try and use different gear. I've already done like shitloads of grinding. So I'm at the point now where I don't want to grind anymore.
Yeah, I get bored.
Because I'm at the point now where the level ups are taking so much like souls to get that it's just not worth bothering.
Yeah, I get that. And I found the Demon like Souls didn't give you a lot of souls anyway.
Oh well, you can kind of circumvent that. There's a really good farming spot where you can just get ridiculous numbers.
Yeah,
but even that's starting to like run dry now, basically.
Yeah.
Like, even the best farming spot in the game is, like, diminishing returns now, because I need that many souls to level up.
I know what you need to do, man. You need to get good. had to be said.
Get good. Just get good.
Isn't it?
What are you doing, man? Just get good.
Would you like to move on to We Play Together?
Yeah. Why not?
So the next segment is we play together, and we played a game called The Gardens Between, I believe it's called.
Yes.
So what did you think of it?
It reminds me of two games that I don't like.
Right.
The first one being A Memoir Blue.
Right.
The second one being Braid.
Oh. Fair enough. I didn't like Braid. I didn't mind Memoir Blue. It was pretty simplistic and fine to just quickly dash through.
The way the story's told reminds me of Memoir Blue, which again I say I wasn't keen on, and all the time manipulation nonsense just reminds me of Braid, and I hated Braid.
Yeah, same here.
I just didn't get the hype with Braid at all.
No, I didn't. Yeah, like the game.
Yeah, everyone loved it. I just thought, am I missing something? And I've just never liked it.
This game, though, I found more interesting. I actually enjoyed more than I did Braid. I didn't think it was an amazing game. I thought it was okay.
I liked it more than Braid. It's not as bad as Braid.
Yeah, it was alright. Finished it, you know?
The little kind of ending bit was quite nice, I felt.
Yeah.
Where you sort of found out what was actually going on, and it was like, you know, two friends like reliving their childhood memories because one's moving away.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I agreed. Yeah, I enjoyed it. The puzzle, like I said, it wasn't amazing. It was all right, but like I enjoyed some of the puzzles. I did think that some of them, like, I screwed up from just pure stupidity. Like, I'd move something, and I'm like, why isn't this working? What am I doing wrong? And it just means I would have to, like, stay still for a second for it to work.
A couple of the puzzles like kind of annoyed me a little bit. They were all right to start with. I think like the first like five or so worlds were okay, but I think it was like maybe a world six and seven. The puzzles got a bit annoying. There was a lot of like having to like rewind and fast forward and shit like that.
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. I remember there was a bit where you had to like put a type of code onto a computer.
Yeah.
And then you had to like keep manipulating like the back and forth to make people land on the keys in the right order and stuff. That's just annoying.
I didn't like that.
Do something else after that. Yeah, you had to like make the printer print the right thing out as well.
Yeah.
Which wasn't immediately obvious.
Yeah, I didn't know which one to print out, and then I noticed a thing, and I was like, ah, that's what I do. Easy, simple, finally. But there was literally a few puzzles where I was like, oh my god, why didn't I just stand still for longer? And things like that. It's like, oh my god, why didn't I do this really simple thing? Like, after you've done this, like, how did I... It was like this ball I was moving. And then you had to stand in a certain spot for it to light up your lantern thing.
I was at the one with the telescope.
Yeah, and for ages I was like, why the hell isn't this working? Because I kept walking past it, but I had to stand still for a few seconds.
Wait, if you're going to put the moon thing above, like, the picnic basket.
Yeah.
You can pick it up, yeah, I remember
that. Yeah, I did that a few times, but I didn't stand still long enough. A couple of things
there were some quite clever sort of use of time. The way you, if like, there was a bit where you had to, like, slow time down on water drops and stuff to like, make circuits, that was quite clever.
Yeah, and with the lightning and shit.
Yeah, it's actually got quite a fun trophy set. There's like, because most of them aren't just for beating the game. Most of them are for like, you know, between each stage where you find them in like, you see the two kids in a bubble.
Yeah.
There's little cutscene kind of bits. There's trophies in each of those for like manipulating them in a certain way.
All right.
There's one where like one of the kids throws popcorn at the other. If you've got to sort of slightly rewind it slightly and make her throw popcorn at the other kid like five times in a row.
Oh, that's cool. I was thinking about rewinding, but I went for work, so I was like, I don't know what's happening with these little things. If I rewind it, does it mean that it doesn't happen? Or something like that. That was my thought, because I didn't know exactly what was going on.
There's a little bit with the game console where you play like a weird game with a crow.
Super silly crow.
Yeah, super silly crow. If you walk into the enemy and that, there's a trophy for that as well, for getting game over.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
But yeah, it's not a great game. I haven't really got a lot to say about it. It just reminds me of a couple of games that I don't really care for.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You're not a big fan of them. I'm not a massive puzzle person.
Same.
But like, I didn't know what type of game it was. I just saw it was a short game. I thought, oh, let's do that because we haven't got time to dilly dally.
The puzzles in that were, they were just the right level. I felt they weren't like stupidly easy so as to be insulting.
Yeah.
But then also they weren't like really taxing to make you feel stupid.
Yeah. They weren't really.
I think they were pitched just right.
Yeah.
Because I find some of those adventure, the puzzles you get in adventure games, they're just like, what? Some of the moon logic you've got to like pull, it's insane. There's something out there. Is it? What, I think it's one of the Discworld games that has something really notorious in it about stealing some guy's belt. And apparently the solution is just ridiculously elaborate.
Shoot the guy and take his belt.
I think they're just made to sell guidebooks.
Probably. It would make sense. It makes it
really, really, really obtuse. So you'll buy like you'll buy a magazine to get the walk through or whatever. Badly.
Nowadays, that's not a problem. You just go on the internet and type it in.
Like, oh, yeah. How do I do this?
Exactly. But yeah, I thought it was all right as well. Visually, I thought the game was okay as well. Looked quite nice.
Yeah, it looks quite nice.
Atmospheric, especially towards the end, because it goes from this nice and sunny to then dark and grim and then rainy, then thundery, kind of.
Yeah.
Guess it's going with their emotions, I guess, where they were having fun too. And they fucking off.
Yeah, because like, there's a bit where like you seem like building a treehouse, and then there's another level where like one of them loses their jacket down a drain or something.
Yeah.
And you're trying to like fish it out with a stick.
Jumped in there, man. Yeah, I haven't got a lot to say about the game either, to be honest. It was all right. The puzzles were all right. Visually, it was quite nice. It had a good atmosphere throughout the game. Seeing the progression as well, especially when you know the context of the story. It works well.
It's not typically the kind of game I would play.
No, it's not. I tend not to play puzzly games. Like, I did play that Planet of Lana for the last episode of the podcast, which is a puzzle platformer, but I think I preferred that to this because it was more action platforming, action puzzling, like, if that makes sense.
I did like, and I don't know why I didn't finish it before it left Game Pass, that puzzle game where you have to manipulate paintings and, like, to turn pages and like change up. Is it called Gorongoa?
Gorongoa or something, yeah.
That was really good. I never finished it.
Oh, me, I got stuck on a puzzle and left. Just like, fuck this shit, and left it.
That was a really fun game. It was really clever how you had to like manipulate the different scenes, like line pictures up correctly to like change perspective and stuff.
Yeah. I think I was stuck on a puzzle with a clock or something. And I don't know what I'm doing.
There's a PSP game like that, I think. Is it called Echo Chrome?
Oh, is that the one with the person you got to move around?
Yeah, you've got to like change the background and change shadows and stuff.
Yeah, for the person around on like all these platforms and shit.
Like contrast, only contrast does that as well.
Yeah, it does. Which I never finished that either. I saw more of that game via Matt playing it and streaming it than I did myself.
Contrast's alright. I played it on the PS4 years ago. It was on PS Plus, I think.
Yeah, it was. I played it.
It's on Game Pass as well. I think I played it for a Game Pass quest.
Ah, I haven't. Don't think anyway.
Yeah, that's not a bad game. It's very short.
It's or like contrast or...
Contrast, it's like, I think it's like maybe like a 4 or 5 hour game or something.
I played it a little bit. I was like, eh. I think it came out the same time as Resogun. On PS Plus, maybe, or like a month after, something.
Resident's good.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good puzzle game as well.
That was like one of the best PS4 launch titles.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at its core, it was a Defender clone.
Yeah. Made by the people who did, whatchamacallit, that recently-ish
Returnal.
Came out. Returnal, that's the one.
Yeah, Housemarque are a good, Stardust. Yeah, they made that game you played as well. Outland?
Oh, yeah.
That's another really good game.
It is, yeah.
I've never played a bad game by Housemarque. They're a good dev. Are they made like Super Stardust?
The games are good, it's just I'm not good at them, if that makes sense.
Dead Nation's worth playing. It's like a twin-stick shooter with zombies.
Yeah, there's Dead Nation and Alien Nation.
Yeah, I think they did one called like Nex Machina or something, is it called?
Yeah.
I think that's them as well.
Yeah, it might be. I can't remember.
Super Stardust HD is really good.
Yeah.
That was on PS Plus as well. A bit like Geometry Wars.
Yeah, it was a bit like Geometry.
Another game I love, Geometry Wars. That's so bloody good.
Yeah.
And Activision closed on the dev. Dicks.
Well, if Microsoft get them, they could open it back up.
Well, Microsoft used to own Bizarre Creations. Then Activision bought them. They released, what's the game they did that flopped? Blur.
Racing game, wasn't it?
Yeah, they did Blur. That kind of flopped. I think they had them do... They had them working on a Bond game. I think they did the driving bits in one of those PS3 Bond games.
All right.
And then they just sort of like closed them down and made them just part of the COD machine.
Like most fucking of the their company, I was going to say then. But yeah, technically.
Yeah, it's
the
all
company.
They do. They just like close like cool devs down and just have them churning out COD games. Like yeah. Raven Software were a great dev. Like made some very good FPSs over the years. And now they're just part of the COD machine.
Who was it who did the Transformers games and a few other games? High Moon Studio or something. They were really good. Were they Activision?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
And then they didn't...
And there was...
them in the bin, like?
Treyarch.
Yeah.
As well.
Everything goes to
COD. Made, like, a... Yeah, well, Treyarch made, like, the Spider-Man 2 game, I think. The movie. I think.
And that's... They did the best one. Of the them.
Was that Luxo Flux? Let's have a look.
But if Microsoft get them, hopefully it'll mean they'll bring back some of the IPs that have fucking been dead and buried for a while.
Maybe.
Then again, they haven't really worked with fucking the Rays IP.
Yeah, that's it. They made Spider-Man 2 and Ultimate Spider-Man for like the GameCube and PS2 and whatnot.
I could play
they made them. They made Web of Shadows.
I played that as well. Don't quote me on.
So they just seem to like close these companies down and have them just helping make COD games. Because they had the thing before where it was like, I think Treyarch would make a COD and then Infinity Ward would make one. They used to alternate year to year or something.
Yeah.
Now they just seem to just close studios down and have them like help out on COD.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I guess it's their biggest money spinner, so.
Yes.
Nothing else is making the same kind of money, so.
Yeah, it just seems all they care about is like COD and WoW.
Yeah.
On Diablo, I guess, which is. The other like Blizzard thing in it.
Yeah, there's also StarCraft in it, but I don't know how well StarCraft does.
Who's Hearthstone again? Is that. Is that them as well?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the WoW card game, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I wonder if they'll do like because they made Warcraft, then Warcraft 2, then Warcraft 3, World of Warcraft. I wonder if they'll do a Starcraft 3 and a I don't know Space of Starcraft or something.
Galaxy of Starcraft.
You know, and then just have a big like.
Well, they couldn't even finish Starcraft Ghosts for the GameCube, could they?
No.
That was like a stealth game? Like a stealth shooter or something? They just got cancelled. It looked pretty good as well, if memory serves.
Yeah, well, they couldn't even finish the story stuff of Overwatch 2. From the sounds of it. Would you recommend playing the Gardens Between...
If artsy sort of puzzle games are your thing, yes.
Okay.
but it's just not for me.
Nah, I thought it was all right. I would recommend it on the basis of if you want something to play through that's not too taxing on your brain, but want to like.
And then
chill
it's short.
Out too.
That's a good selling point, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it's short. And it's always good to have a short game to play in between your longer game.
Yeah, if you just wanted something just to quickly complete something, and just, yeah, that's a good point about it. It's very short.
I think
short of some of the other games that I played earlier this year,
like Final Fantasy VII Remake.
I know. I'll tell you about that. I did like some dumpster dives for like really cheap crap games on PSN.
All right.
On the PlayStation Store. Oh my god, I've played some right shite.
Oh, in the vein of fucking My Name Is Mayo.
Oh, could did even worse.
Yeah, but the same kind of thing, like cheap fucking.
Yeah, like 79p games. One of them I think was in a sale for 19p, and it's not worth the 19p I paid for it.
Damn.
That was a game called Lady in a Leotard with a Gun.
Sounds like a good game.
It does. It's dire.
Yeah, I think we're gonna wrap up here then. Is there anything you would like to plug?
No, I mean I'm on Twitch, I'm on Twitter, just Cumberdens. I don't stream as much as I probably should, but I do when I can.
Yeah.
If you want to come and hang out, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. That's gonna be us then. I would like to thank everyone for tuning in. I'll be back in 2 weeks with Coffee Talk 2, I believe. Yeah.
Ooh.
So take care and bye-bye.
Bye.